enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, as we look and see what's happening today, and finally the media is telling us, oh, we're in a recession, and it's going to be around for a little while. It's going to recover. It's only a matter of time. It's going to be difficult. And ladies and gentlemen, when we recover, if the Lord doesn't come, and I really believe he may very well return. I think we're moving into terrible times. But when we recover, America will never be the same again. We will either have regained our freedom or we will be living in a ruthless, ruthless tyranny under a one-world government. This is what it's all about. The war with Iran apparently is on. The latest information we're getting, as you know, the Iranian government is digging 320,000 graves in sites in preparation for the coming Holocaust, which is going to come to their country. They're telling their people that, oh, they're digging the graves of the enemy soldiers who are going to be killed. But that isn't true. They're digging them for the civilians. Hundreds of thousands are going to die in the coming months. Now, if you doubt that they're digging the graves, go up on the Internet and simply type in Iran, Google in Iran, 320,000 graves, which I did because when I first read this story, I found it difficult to believe. But there are many, many sites on this, but they're not telling the American people any more than they're telling them about the 500,000 plastic coffins they have stored here in America. Why would our government be storing plastic coffins? Well, it's because wood ones are so difficult to build and so expensive. But why were they doing this? We are entering difficult times. And, of course, there are spiritual forces behind everything going on today. There is a great revival taking place in America. And Christians across this country are so pleased, so happy to believe that the revival is coming and we're going to get back to the way things were. But is the revival a real revival inspired by our Lord? Or is it being brought about as a false revival inspired by the prince of this world? Do some men have supernatural power? There are some people able to turn on the fire in others simply by touching them. Is this a program which is underway in America today, a program which, of course, leads to demonic possession of literally millions of people, not only in our country, but throughout the world? Well, with us this morning is one of my favorite people, is Carol Matriciana. And Carol, of course, was raised in India as the daughter of a British officer who worked for the British government when India was still a colonial possession, and witnessing the supernatural phenomenon, which is so much a part of Indian life, and then going to England and becoming involved with the occult herself, and only later coming to know our Lord and coming to a personal relationship with him. Carol certainly is a outstanding television motion picture producer. She's made dozens of videos, and we'll be talking more about those later. But she is very, very concerned about this revival. And whether you've heard about it or not, whether you've heard about Todd Bentley or not, I don't know. But you're going to hear about it this morning. One of the most frightening things that goes along with the 2 Thessalonians 2. get out your Bible and read 2 Thessalonians, true. And of course, before the man of sin is exposed, why, there'll be a great falling away of the church. And we're talking about the Christian church. And Christians are going to be deceived, and Christians are being deceived today. Carol, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you so much for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, please tell us how you got involved and how what you actually personally witnessed here within the last week or so.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think I told you some months ago that one of my future films that I was hoping to produce was about the apostasy. And the apostasy, of course, means the falling away of the church. And you think, now, how on earth could this happen? Well, we see that there are many, many, many people that call themselves Christians. They come from all sorts of different so-called Christian denominations. We have so many cults saying that they have insights into a different Jesus. We have the Mormon Church, the Jehovah's Witnesses. All their leaders have insights into extra-biblical revelation through, apparently, supernatural beings, angels. In Joseph Smith's case, he's the apostle or the leader of the Mormon Church. An angel called Moroni came to him and gave him insights into a higher faith than the Christian faith. And so we hear of all these false leaders that are, or these leaders that are influenced by spiritual beings. And this has been going on for ever since Jesus Christ resurrected. The Gnostic faith flew into existence, if you will, when Jesus resurrected with his resurrection message, and 500 people were touched with the Pentecost Holy Spirit. There appeared to be other spirits that came to touch people. So this has been going on for 2,000 years. But there has been one particular movement called the prophetic movement that in the 40s started blossoming, in the 50s, 60s, in the 80s started coming through the Toronto blessing, through the Pensacola outpouring in Florida, through the Vineyard outpouring. And it seemed to place Christians into something called an experience. And the experience had to be greater than the authority of the Word of God. And we've seen this thing developing in the last two, three decades, particularly after the 60s with the drug consciousness, consciousness movement that came into being with drugs, the expansion of drugs, how it seemed to expand our minds. And people didn't look at it as a supernatural opening, rather a chemical opening. But having grown up in India, as you mentioned, I was very aware as a child, as indeed the Far Eastern continents are, that there is a reality in the supernatural. One worships the supernatural in the rising of the sun each morning. There are rituals and ceremonies of this light that comes up supposedly over the earth, and the worship of light takes place. Well, very simply, if we realize the light Jesus is referred to as the light of the world, the light that illuminates man.
Hold that, Carol. We'll be back in just a moment with Carol Matriciana, right here in America.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive, and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Carol Matriciani. And you pick up the story there, Carol.
Well, Dr. Stan, it was the explanation of two supposed truths running parallel to each other. I was talking about light and how light existed even before God created the world. And when he said, let there be light, it had already existed. And it gives us, leads us into true knowledge. However, Satan himself is also called the angel of light that transforms himself into light, which I think is very interesting. And there's these prophetic movements, these revelations that come through angels of light to these cult leaders and these leaders of churches. And I was talking about this prophetic movement that's been around for a couple of decades and manifested itself through the Sons of Manifest, the Manifested Sons, the Vineyard Movement, the Toronto Blessing. And recently, in April of this year, there was something called the Lakeland, Florida Outpouring, where this young man, Todd Bentley, has been called the new mystic by the movement, the prophetic movement. The grandfather of that faith is called Bob Jones, not the Bob Jones of Bob Jones University, but Bob Jones of the prophetic movement, where they believe that new apostles and new prophets have come up to override existing scriptures and bring in new revelations. And they encourage people to go into the reality of the supernatural world to make sure that they supposedly build a biblical framework around their supernatural experiences, but to go into the heavens, to walk through the geography of the heavens, to do what Paul did, to go get caught up in that third heaven and through visualization interact, intercommunicate with these beings of light, these angels, these what we're told in the scripture, these beings that transform themselves into light. And then no wonder we're told in 2 Corinthians 11 that ministers, their ministers appear as ministers of righteousness. So young Todd Bentley, a Canadian evangelist, came to Lakeland, Florida in April to speak at a meeting. The church held 700 people, but the crowds grew so much at his talking of miracles and signs and wonders and healings that the crowds filled out, a tent was erected, and then God TV came in the middle of April to film these manifestations, these signs and wonders, supposedly people being healed, supposedly in the thousands. And God TV then put this program on Prime TV and put the message into over 200 nations around the world. The fire spread. Todd Bentley's preaching his supposed signs and wonders, which since April, May, June, July now, the secular press, ABC, Nightline, these various networks started investigating this man to check into his miracles, and no medical proof has been offered for these miracles. He says that he's raised people from the dead from 13. It went to 27. I believe now it's in the number is 30 resurrected people that he has brought back from the dead. And, of course, there's no proof of it, no medical proof of it. But his lies continue going around the world through God TV. And he is telling pastors of churches to come to him to receive the imparting, the anointing that he is then able to transfer through his touch on the middle of their foreheads, on what in Hinduism, in occultism, in the dark teachings of Eastern mysticism, is the third eye, the psychic area in the middle of the forehead. And he comes to impart the anointing, or the fire of God, as he calls it. And he wraps all his experiences and supernatural experiences around scripture. He gives credit to a different Jesus. He says that everything, he loves Jesus very much. He has this amazing testimony. He says he was taken out of a world of drugs and alcoholism and perversion. He was put into jail for sexual perversion at a young age. He received tattoos supposedly pre-meeting the Jesus that saved him. But since that time, since he supposedly had this conversion to a Jesus that met him, he says that he has had Satan removed from his body. So as a Christian, he had demonic possession and exorcism. And since his conversion to Jesus, he has had his body heavily tattooed, which he says Jesus tells him to do. So in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11, Paul warns us that there is another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit that comes. He warns the Corinthians that, "I'm afraid lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds should be led astray from the simplicity of the purity of devotion to Christ, and preachers will come with another Jesus. Preachers will come and get you to receive a different spirit and to hear a different gospel."
And I think that's pretty much
so. Ask these people to come and receive the spirit from him through his touch.
And
sorry,
I think this is what is so amazing about this. I mean, literally hundreds of thousands of people, perhaps even far more than that, are really convinced that this man has supernatural power. The problem is, I think he does have supernatural power, and everything I've seen has convinced me he has supernatural power, but where is this power coming from? I think the trouble is that most Christians today really aren't satisfied with the simple reading of the scriptures and studying of the scriptures and learning about God and learning about the things that are prophesied for the future. Would any one of us like to have a personal encounter with God and actually see the supernatural things that he can do, that he has the capacity to do? And I think the trouble is that we're all would like to have this sort of an experience. But the average Christian really doesn't understand that this has been going on for a long time, and Carol can tell you about her experiences up in Oregon, watching one of the Hindu gurus there, you know, as they took over a small town, and the supernatural experiences she witnessed there, the supernatural experiences she witnessed when she was in India, and the supernatural experiences when she went to a meeting recently as a reporter to witness Todd Bentley with 500 ministers from all across the world coming to receive this supernatural blessing by his simply touching them. This is the thing that's frightening. And what is this really all about? Is this of God, or is this of the other force, which is in...
Well, the cunningness, Dr. Stan, is that this young man has been mentored by people like Bob Jones, like Patricia King, who ordained him into the ministry. I mean, he's been going several years, but got catapulted into fame through God TV. But what the prophetic movement has encouraged Todd to do is to build a biblical framework around each supernatural experience. So listen to that. To build a biblical framework around each supernatural experience. So in other words, to have a supernatural experience and then go to the scriptures to justify this experience in biblical terms. So I heard him, as you say, last weekend. He broke his over 100 consecutive nights of preaching in Lakeland, Florida, and came to California, where I went to the Galen Center, which holds 10,000 people, and went there to hear him to see how this is done, what he does. And as you say, having lived in India, having seen the supernatural at work at the Kumbh Mela, which is a huge festival of millions of people that converge to the river Ganges to have the supernatural power put into them through the forces of nature and through the gurus and godmen that come there. I've seen the magnitude of crowd manipulation and what happens in these sort of situations. But, you know, that was in India, and one thinks, well, that's the worldview, that's the faith. But for it to happen here in America, where there are almost 10,000 Christians in the Los Angeles arena coming to listen to this man who has built a biblical framework around his supernatural experiences that mentions the name of Jesus, but it was another Jesus who came to touch, to give a different spirit that people received. And as you say, we went into a back room that pastors were invited to have this sort of elite special impartation, as he called it, so that they could impart his touch and his spirit into their own churches around the world, not realizing the occult transference that is done through this type of ritual magic, if you will. And so what happened was that we went after our intense security. We got these orange wristbands around our wrists, and after the whole event and the music and hours of music and preaching and him giving his altar calls and him talking about his spiritual experiences, a certain elite with the orange wristbands were asked to go into a huge room at the underneath the arena, the new arena that's been built in at the USC, the University of Southern California. And we were herded along in there, and then these ushers with megaphones told the pastors to line up in lines about 10 yards shoulder to shoulder, and then about 5 to 8, 7 yards apart. And these pastors willingly lined up, willingly came to have a spiritual experience of power that they could take back to their churches, because they longed to experience the presence of God. They longed to experience the power of God. But if only they had known their scriptures, if only they tested what we're told to do, the biblical mandate is that we must test these spirits against scripture. If they did that under the authority of God, they'd realize that this is not the way that the Holy Spirit is put into people. The Holy Spirit comes through an anointing, through belief in Jesus, not through the touch of somebody that has had spiritual experiences in supernatural realms and gives it all biblical justification. This is what I found alarming, Dr. Stan, that to see so many thousands of people not knowing their scripture, to be able to test the supernatural, it was just phenomenal, because, as you say, I'd been to Rajneeshpuram, this guru, this godman called Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, who a decade ago came from India to Oregon, bought up the Muddy Ranch there in Oregon, and started his community where thousands of Western followers would come from Europe and Australia and New Zealand to receive this Hindu's impartation. But I understood that they were pagans, that they were, even though they were Westerners, they had chosen an Eastern worldview. But what I saw at the Los Angeles arena last weekend was thousands of Christians who have come from Christian homes, who love the Lord Jesus Christ, who many of them have genuine testimonies and testimonies of Jesus Christ, and yet they came to get an experience from a man who builds a biblical framework, a wrong teaching, false teaching, doctrines of demons around a supernatural experience, and then comes to impart this spiritual power through himself into others. It was an amazing phenomenon.
But of course, when he talks about Jesus Christ, he gives an altar call. He speaks the words that we all want to hear. But he has this supernatural power that, like Benny Hinn and a few of the others, really can have a profound physical impact upon people. But of course, is this of the Lord? Certainly, the prince of this world and his agents are going to be able to speak this, talk the talk. But of course, where is this supernatural power coming from? And when we get back, Carol's going to tell you about what she witnessed. As, of course, this prophet now is touching people and transforming their lives forever. But of course, in one way.
Be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Carol Matriciana. And before we go on, Carol, would you like to get your website out so people would know how to get in touch with your ministry?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is www.caryl, that's my name, C-A-R-Y-L. It's spelled in a different way, But it's CARYLTV, like television, .com, CARYLTV.com, and that will take them into many, many articles on the supernatural, into my blog, into movies. I've made about 60 video journalistic pieces to date on all sorts of issues. We've gone to India to talk to people there about the supernatural, exploring this dimension that the Bible very clearly says that, of course, it exists, and Jesus Christ has allowed us into his presence through Jesus, but there is a counterfeit that comes through an experience, through people longing to have that experience but not go through Jesus Christ. And so the supernatural world is very ready out there to give people a different type of experience, which is very blissful, very amazing. I've had the experience even as a Christian. I have to say that I fell into lies through not being faithful to the word, and went into experiences thinking that going into the presence of God was different to the way that I had done it when I was a yoga practitioner prior to knowing Jesus. And I have to say that the bliss and the ecstasy of the experience is almost better, if one's able to say that. But as I went through scriptures, and because I have a desire to walk in the truth, I realized that this was a counterfeit, that it says in 2 Corinthians 11 that Satan himself, no wonder even Satan transforms himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it's not surprising that his servants also disguise themselves. So he even took me into a wrong experience, and as a Christian, I had to come confess my sin before the Lord, who is forgiving, and then realize that I had to stay in faith in the Word. But what is taking place at the moment is through people like Todd Bentley, whose mentors are Bob Jones and others in the prophetic movement, Peter Wagner, Rodney Howard Brown, William Brennan, all these people that were attached, if your listeners remember the Brownsville Assembly of God, the movements that came out of the Toronto Blessing, and all of these where we'd see these people rolling in the aisles, laughing, barking like dogs, crowing like chickens. The people that were have prophesied over Todd Bentley are leaders of those movements. Paul Kane, Rick Joyner, they prophesied over this young man, Todd Bentley, and encouraged him to be taken into the third heaven, to have guided visualization, to call on angels that would bring down gold dust and gemstones and get people slain in the spirit, except that this one's even greater, to have the impartation. So this young man, Todd Bentley, goes onto the stage, is aired through God TV into over 200 nations around the world, teaching people that they must go beyond the dryness of living in doctrine, dryness of living in the Word, in doctrinal statements, but to actually have ongoing experiences, to risk going into the supernatural and actually getting involved in visitations in the third heaven. And he builds this amazing biblical framework. Of course, it's a counterfeit biblical teaching. It's a counterfeit gospel. It's a counterfeit spirit. But he builds this around his supernatural experiences and thanks people like Indian godman Sundar Singh, who died over last century. He was a Hindu that became a Christian. And Todd Bentley says that he has spoken to Sundar Singh, so he is involved in necromancy, communicating with the dead.
Well,
which is,
I want you to describe for our listeners what you actually witnessed when the 500 ministers, this is just this last weekend or so, 500 ministers are going in, you know, for this special session, for this opportunity to experience God and to receive the fire. I mean, what is the fire he's talking about? How is he going to transmit this to the ministers? We're going to take it back to their churches and begin to transform their parishioners. And let me just at this point say, you know, there's one of the gospels in the church, one of the doctrines of the church. Once saved, always saved. You've got nothing to worry about, absolutely, once you've been saved. But, you know, and then 2 Thessalonians 2, it talks about before the man of sin is exposed, there's going to be a great falling away of the church. How can you have it both ways? I mean, once saved, often, always saved, or there's going to be a great falling away? Are we witnessing that today? What did you witness, Carol, as you went in among this special group of 500 who were going to receive the blessing?
Well, what I saw was Christians seeking for an experience, Dr. Stan. It was very sad that men of God, men that should know the Word of God, so longed to have the revelation of a presence, so longed to be touched by what they truly believed to be an experience of God, the presence of God, whatever these names were that were given to these angels of light. And as Todd, he walked by me, about 5 to 7 feet away from me, I could feel this extraordinary power. I mean, you could actually feel it. My knees went weak, I have to admit, and my stomach churned. But there'd been several of us that went in prayer, and of course I had no desire to be touched by this man, because I've been into the occult, and I understand fully that these are not things that we can in any way play with fire. But I watched him as he imparted his impartation, as he called it, to pastors that were willing to be touched. And as he touched their forehead, which is a position, a place that I have seen Indian mystics touch their devotees and disciples, the same manifestations that I saw in India and Antelope, Oregon, were the manifestations that I saw with these men of God, these pastors, these Christian leaders. As they were touched by Todd Bentley, they fell, their knees buckled, some convulsed, some burst into laughter, some moaned, some went into a fetal position, some jerked, failed their arms and legs in the air. But this was certainly not the spirit of self-control that we're told is the spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. One of the fruits is self-control. It was
And many of these people actually fell over, didn't they?
They fell down on the ground. They fell down. They buckled with the power.
He touched them, and they fell to the ground. What in heaven's name is happening? People are experiencing something, but is it of God? We'll be back here in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the great movements of our time. You better know what's going on, and you better be aware and frightened.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here with Carol Matriciana. This is our last segment of the program. And so Carol is telling what she witnessed here just within the last week or so of this supernatural experience. These are ministers who come from all over the world to receive the power. What did you call it, the fire?
Well, he calls it the impartation. He screams out fire, fire, fire as he's touching these people. He calls it the woof that came over them. It's sort of the sound of the wind of Pentecost, and he wraps all these spiritual experiences into biblical terminology, which of course is taken out of context. But the amazing thing is, it just is catching the imagination. And in the scriptures, there is nothing good about imagination, but he's capturing the imagination of people who want to love the Lord so much. And he says that he's encouraging a whole generation of what he calls reality seekers, that they have to go into the supernatural because that is the real world, which, of course, in Hinduism, we're told that the world we live in is not a reality, it's Maya, and that we have to go into the sort of supernatural. And Christians just give this testimony of having gone into the treasury rooms of heaven, and that this man brings down the jewels of the kingdom. I mean, this is all their terminology. He teaches that we have to learn more about angels, we have to learn about dreams, we have to learn about the prophetic, that we are all potentially these new apostles and new prophets. We have to be able to hear God's voice, and that his experiences will open heaven. This whole thing of having to experience something, to want more of God, it's almost taking into greed the 10th commandment that tells us not to covet, that it is a sin to covet. And this is a sort of fanning a spiritual covetousness of wanting more of God. Well, how can we possibly have more of God if we believe in the promises that Jesus Christ, through Calvary and the cross, has given us the presence of God? God is with us. Jesus promised he'd never leave us. So this thing of an impartation, of an experience that promises more of God, is a wrong goal. It's totally the wrong thing to go after, because with it comes an increase of what Todd calls effective ministry. He calls these pastors to come and get the touch so that they could impart this power into their churches so that their ministries could be more effective and there could be revival, which he said could only come with imparting, having his touch and this impartation. And, the people there said his faith was contagious, and this whole idea of pursuing, going into the heavenly realm, pursuing the supernatural world, had to be done. And this new generation of kids, this whole big new generation of people seeking after supernatural, would be the new Christians, the new ministry, the new church. It's so subtle, Dr. Stan, and if one diverts for a moment outside of the whole counsel of God, the authority of Scripture, we fall into this idea of experience. And of course, it's nothing new. It happened in the Garden of Eden, where Satan, the most cunning of creatures, the snake, which in India, in occultism, is called Kundalini, the power of the snake. This Kundalini power of Satan came to Eve and dialogued with Eve and got her to question the word of God. He said, surely God hasn't said. So you question the authority of God, you question the scripture, and then he says to Eve, look at the fruit. And as she obeyed him and looked with her eyes, she saw it was good to eat. So something happened in her spiritual imagination to shift through her senses to start imagining that something that she saw was good to eat. And this is what the message, this is the heart of this prophetic movement message, that you can go into the supernatural realm and see what is good to supernaturally eat and ingest and digest as you dialogue with the spiritual realm. And Todd has had his experiences from an angel called Emma. She's a female angel that came to him in the appearance of Catherine Kuhlman, once again a dead believer, or at least a dead person, who glided across the stage. She looked beautiful. She looked about 22 years old. He says this of her, of his image, the angel that came to him. But she looked old at the same time, and she moved with grace and winds of change. And this is what he wants to impart in you, winds of change. He calls his spirit, these angels that come to him, winds of change. Well, we know that there's only one wind that the Holy Spirit, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is like a wind. It's a source. We don't know where it comes from and where it goes. But this angel that came to Todd came with a new message. It's a wind of change, comes with a new grace to change a new generation of people to fall away from the Word, not put their reliance in the authority in the Word of God, but to put reliance in their experiences that they are getting from the supernatural world.
And that is the frightening thing, and this course, whole process is having a profound impact. I've had so many people come to me and say, haven't you heard about all these people who are being brought back from the dead? I mean, Todd Bentley is able to bring people back from the dead. Isn't it wonderful? People are looking for a revival that's going to save our country, and I would look for a revival that's going to save our country, but is this revival coming from our Lord? Or is this from the other supernatural source that's out there? There is a supernatural element. We're warned in the book of Deuteronomy to avoid fortune tellers and clairvoyants and mediums and diviners and those people who can contact the other dimension, because we're fascinated by this sort of thing. We're fascinated by the supernatural. We love to watch the medium on television. But what are they contacting? They're contacting the demonic realm, because don't you really believe, Carol, that this is the demonic manifestation?
Oh, absolutely. And we're told that Satan himself transforms himself. He transforms himself, this creature of darkness, this cunning serpent.
We're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, or week after that. Thanks so very much for being with us. Good night. God bless you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail it P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you listen to what Carol had to say and heed her warning. Understand that you're going to see an increasing number of mystical experiences out there and people who pretend to be prophets of the Lord who have supernatural power. Is there power out there? Yes, there absolutely is, and you should avoid it at all, under all circumstances. If you haven't heard my talk on the forbidden secrets, the forbidden secret or the secret knowledge, the two talks, they are available on DVD. A syllabus comes with the first one, the forbidden secret. There is a secret. It's been passed down for 5,000 years, always kept away from the public, and now suddenly being put forward. It's being pushed by Oprah Winfrey. It's being pushed by Larry King. It's being pushed on so many of our radio programs. There's a supernatural power, and you can tap into it. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do it, because it could cost you your eternal soul. If you haven't seen the DVDs we carry, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version. You need to get it. You need to help us get the information out. We have a 4-tape set on the supernatural. We have a 4-tape set on the supernatural. We have a 4-tape set on satanic crimes, and we have a book by the same title. There are forces out there. It involves some of the richest and most powerful people in the world who have given themselves over to the dark side. We have a 4-tape set on the, or 4-tape CD set on the Bilderbergers, a 4-tape or CD set on the Bohemian Grove. And if you haven't yet seen the videos of what goes on at the Bohemian Grove, we have, of course, on the video that Alex Jones shot, where you'll actually see them, the leaders of the world, the most powerful men in the world, with their black robes and their candles and their chanting and their feigned human sacrifice. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. This is not imaginary. These films were actually shot right there at the Grove, and you'll see them. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There was a fellow named Stanley Kubrick, I think was his name. He put out a film with Tom Cruise called Eyes Wide Shut. And there in the film, why you saw the leaders of the world with their black robes and the hoods. And before that film was ever released, why Kubrick was dead. He died, one of those deaths that so often come about when people are beginning to expose the true nature of the spiritual battle we're involved in. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Go there, look at our section on other videos. For a couple of days, they were down, and as soon as I mentioned that that this has happened, why, they all suddenly reappeared on our website. That they're wonderful links. We want you to go there. We want you to get the information. We're going to put up the things that you need to understand what's going on in the world today. And then your job is to reach others and let them understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and to let people understand that these truly are prophetic times we're living in. there is going to be, and all the information we're getting now, increasing amounts of it, a war with Iran. And when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. There's going to be, down the line, a collapse of our economy. People are going to lose their life savings, their pensions, their annuity. What they think they're going to have security in, our only faith, our only security is in the Lord. So again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, and pray for Radio Liberty.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals.